It's Helping Hand, HBR1 stations, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on a topic, organization, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Habitat for Humanity on Hawaii Island. Dedicated to basically eliminating substandard housing through constructing, rehabbing, preserving buildings, advocating for fair and just housing policies, providing training and access to resources to help families improve their shelter conditions. Also part of their mission, they can help folks with disabilities achieve critical home modifications that can help them retain an independent lifestyle, doing ADA modifications. Right now, a way to support them, they have this hotel furniture liquidation sale across Hawaii Island. They were the recipient of a huge furniture donation. We will hear they're holding a special sale in Kailua Kona every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. through November 10th or when they sell out. There'll also be some items at their unique restore locations, and we're going to learn more with our returning guest, Habitat for Humanity Executive Director on Hawaii Island, Patrick Kearney. Patrick, welcome back.
Aloha, Dave. Good to be back. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And first, what is Habitat for Humanity in terms of its two main programs, building houses and preserving existing ones?
Yeah, our main programs are we build new homes for low-income families, and the main principle is home ownership. So once the home is completed, we sell the home to the family, and they have an asset now that they can leverage.
And then the existing home preservation mode.
Yeah, so we do critical home repairs, and we try to identify a neighborhood to kind of do a neighborhood revitalization, one neighborhood at a time.
What are financial or other requirements listeners should know to participate?
One of the big components of Habitat is sweat equity. So we believe that people need to be invested into their home. So we ask that they provide 500 hours of volunteer labor. And that could mean making sandwiches for volunteers. It could mean painting. It could mean whatever skills they have as far as building, but it doesn't have to be. It could be just volunteering in our restores.
And you also have a unique thing. In fact, it's one of the main reasons that we like to put Habitat on the air is for people who have disabilities, they're facing unbelievable challenges that everyday folks really don't ever have to deal with. And some of those things, they may seem like really tiny home modification things, but for somebody who is facing a disability, they can be the difference between being able to stay in their home and having to go into a care facility. These critical ADA home modifications for folks who are disabled.
Yeah, that's so true, Dave. One in three households live with a person with a disability, so we need to make accommodations for that. Even in our new home builds, they're designed with a universal design, but the critical home repairs is so vital for many of the kupuna and other disabled individuals that just need a little help and can't afford it and maybe don't have the skills to do it themselves.
People who find themselves in that situation in terms of the grab bars, doors widening, that sort of thing, you encourage folks who are facing those challenges to reach out to you guys.
Yes, definitely.
And a way that you can help further their ability to provide that help so that when somebody who's facing a disability challenge and needs one of these critical home modifications done, they've got this huge furniture donation that occurred, this special sale that's going on now through November 10th or when they sell out.
Yeah. So at the Kona Commons location at the Old Sports Authority is the majority of our donations. And you have a huge quantity of dressers and desks and mini refrigerators, end tables, TV stands, lanai furniture, beds, and framed artwork from the hotel, the Manalani Hotel, that's been closed for renovations. If you can't make it there, we've also spread some of the product throughout our three restores in Kona, Waimea, and in Hilo.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 6 hours through November 10th or when the stuff sells out. And when people purchase this, this is another way to basically further your ability to help others.
Exactly. And we've been primarily focused on the Puna recovery right now. We have about 60 households that are on our referral list that we're trying to get through and help.
And before we let you go, if you'd like to give just a general shout out to volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely. The organization is truly volunteer driven. So we have many, many volunteers that come one day a week for 2 or 3 hours and just work in the restore, cleaning product, pricing it, putting it out, or running the cash register so we can put more money towards the mission.
habitathawaiiisland.org, info@habitathawaiiisland.org. Kona location, 808-331-8010 in Waimea, 808-885-9091. And the Hilo Restore, 808-935-6677. The radio feature, the full interview, all their contact information, plus all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. It's a huge furniture donation and sale that they're holding. Habitat for Humanity Executive Director on Hawaii Island, Patrick Kearney, on Helping Hand today. Patrick, always appreciate getting to talk to you. Wishing you guys a whole lot of luck in doing what you're doing with this.
Thank you so much, Dave.